Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I get? I'll get. It's literally my biggest pet peeve. When we go out to restaurants, my husband and I, that's how he orders. He's like, can I get a, and then he'll order whatever. Or I'll get, oh my gosh.
What's so wrong with that?
Because it's like, may I please have, or, you know, I'll have. Like, I don't know why it bothers me so much. Like, can I get, like, what do you mean, can you get?
What's the difference between the two of those?
I don't know. There's something about can I get or I'll get that irks me. I just think it sounds very, I don't know, rough. Like, I don't, it doesn't sound
polite. I mean, he's asking, can I get it? Can I have that?
Right, no, there's a difference.
You say, may I have.
May I please have.
Oh, my gosh. What are you going to curtsy for them? Come on. It's a restaurant. There's all sorts of different levels of restaurants.
I've told my husband this a million times this past weekend. Same thing. We're out to dinner. He's like, I'll get the, and then whatever he ordered, steak, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, like, why do you do that? He's like, well, I go, why do you always say, can I get or I'll get? Like, you have to say, like, please, or may I please have, or something like that. And he looked at me, he goes, why do you always ask what's the waiter or the server's favorite thing on the menu and then you never once order it?
Right.
I go, oh.
Right. So you think can I get is somewhat insulting. If you ask somebody's opinion on something every time and then you never take their opinion, I mean, one could argue that it is also insulting, yes? Right?
I guess.
Right. You never really thought about it that way, right?
Not until he said that. And then I was like, oh.
Oh.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's just some things that we should stop saying to servers when we go out to eat. Like, it's just rude and it's obnoxious and it's corny.
Well, you know, I mean, my wife is always respectful of servers because she was a server for many years. But at the same time, like, my wife has got a special order for everything that she eats. She's very particular about the way that she has her food done. And it's always something is being withheld or something is being added. Mm. Always those things. And if there's a second thing on the menu that she likes, she'll ask whether or not they can do a side or a kid's version, even though you can see the menu. There's no version of this meal that appears on the kid's menu.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, she'll do that every time.
That's something we should probably stop saying to servers. Whenever they have to say, I'll go ask the kitchen, you've asked something dumb.
Right.
100%.
You've asked something that's gone too far. It's a step too far. You are correct.
1-800-330-9999. What should we stop saying to servers?
I'm a server. So I hate it when people, so when I go to take their plates, when they're done eating, and I say, you know, how is everything? And their plate is empty. And I'll get some guy who's like, oh, it's horrible. Oh, let me talk to the chef. I'm trying to make some dumb joke. I mean, ooh, haven't heard that one before.
Right. Seven times tonight. Mm-hmm. But you've got to laugh every time. And if you sell it well enough, you might just get another $1.25 out of that cringy old dude.
But you know what I don't understand? I am a person that will finish everything on my plate for the most part. Mm. And they'll come over and they'll be like, would you like a to-go container? And I always say the same thing. For what? There's nothing left on my plate. Like, servers should stop having to ask if I want a to-go container when there's literally nothing left for me to take home.
That's their joke on you.
I guess. Or they just want to make me feel bad that I didn't leave a single piece of lettuce.
Using your finger as a push for your fork?
Things you should stop saying to servers. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. Make sure I get the check. When you're a server, is there anything more annoying and difficult and awkward than when people are fighting over the check?
Mm.
Right?
I mean, I, as a server myself at some point, it wouldn't really bother me as long as somebody pays me. But
no,
if they're fighting over the check
there,
and then you do it and then finally they get it back. Oh, no, I never stand there.
No.
I don't do that.
Oh,
No.
I used to stand there and I would use with both cards and they would be like, put it on mine. No, make sure you put it on mine. I feel like saying, why don't you guys both pay and double my tip? There we go.
I drop it and I walk away. That's what I would do. And then I come back once I see it sticking out of the little thing. It's got to be sticking out of the thing towards the edge of the table. Bang.
So now I take my card out. And if the person with me is like, let me get it, I don't even argue. I'm like, yep, all right.
That's, is that your go-to move?
That's my new go-to move.
You know, they say when you're broke, when you go out drinking with friends, buy the first round because nobody remembers after that. It's kind of like, you're like, oh, I pulled my card out. And they said no, and I immediately pulled it back.
What's the thing we should stop saying to servers? 1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven.
You should stop saying to them when they bought your food, oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, bring A1 with that, or bring ketchup, or bring Tabasco. Like, you can tell them when you cook the order, you know, hey, you can bring some Tabasco or horseradish on the side when you bring the food, but then you're sending them back for a whole other trip for like a little bottle or something.
You know, to be fair, though, I hate it when they're there for 2 seconds. You asked me if I need anything, and the fact is that you don't really care if I need anything. You're just trying to run away from this table. So when I told you that I needed, like, a napkin or utensils, something that should have been on the table that you didn't have out there, and I also need ranch, but you ran away at 1,000 miles per hour, I mean, is that my fault? And now I don't have the ranch till the end of the meal.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm upset when I order.
Well, you're right.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just don't know the flavor you need.
Oh, the worst is when you ask for things with mayo and then they don't bring the mayo.
Oh.
And then you don't, like, you're so hungry and the burger's just in front of you.
Yes.
You're like, do I just forego the mayo or right. Do I just wait another half hour? You know?
You know, you want to eat and you want to dive into the burger, but then you know you're going to spend the rest of the afternoon upset that you had a burger without mayo.
100%.
Yep.
Santa and Raven, what should we stop saying to servers?
When somebody walks up and introduces themselves and says, hi, how are you? Don't answer with diet coke. Or whatever you're drinking.
Say hello.
Yeah.
You can do that. Acknowledge the human
rude.
Presence.
Yeah.
You know, my parents own restaurants, so I spent many years serving in them. And the thing I always thought was odd was when I said, hi, my name's Anna. I'll be taking care of you guys tonight. And then somebody, they would introduce themselves and, like, everybody at the table.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, am I supposed to be taking notes?
Right.
Like, I don't need to know your name. You
I don't want to know your name. Right? Let's be real here.
Yeah. I always thought that was awkward. Yeah.
And Raven, what's something we should stop saying to servers?
When they're done eating and you ask them anything else, and they're like, $1 million for the winning lottery ticket number.
Yeah.
Everybody with the jokes, right? I'll tell you one thing, though. I'll put this back on servers here. Don't ask me if I want more bread. The answer is yes. Everybody wants more bread all the time. There's nobody that doesn't want more bread. So stop asking that question and just bring the bread.
I don't want more bread.
Oh, you don't want more bread?
No, because then I'll eat the bread.
Well, guess what? Everybody else at your table wants the bread. Your husband, your kids, they all want the bread.
They don't get more bread because we have to eat our dinners. If we fill up on bread, then we're not going to eat the meal that we're paying for.
Oh, you hear this? Anna's the keeper of bread in prison. Oh, who knew? Now we know.
But I don't know how we got off on this tangent, but you're right. The dad joke's got to stop.
But where am I going to work in all this awesome material?
You go out to eat, you don't even realize it's annoying. But what are the things you should stop saying to servers? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
The worst thing is when you have already served the table, everybody's done, you hand them the check, and they're like, oh, can we split this 5 ways?
Yep.
That's a good time.
And then you got to remember what everybody ate, you know?
Right.
And that's always tough.
Yeah, and if your computer system is archaic, forget it. I mean, if you got a modern system, I've seen somebody take that bill and just cut it up. And honestly, that to me, that's worth an extra tip.
Splitting the check 5 ways is easy. Every system will do that. Problem is when we want separate checks. You had a Diet Coke, and then you ordered another Diet Coke, and you had the steak, and blah, blah, blah. So now you have to remember what everybody at the table ordered, and you weren't taking note of that. You're right. There's nothing more annoying than that.
And Raven, what's something that you got to stop saying to your server?
Okay, so my husband is the guy who always asks the server to list all of the salad dressings, but he always, 1,000%, yes, Italian. So I don't know why he bothers asking them and making them run through the whole list. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
There are only 2 dressings that I will entertain, the ranch or the honey mustard when I'm out.
Really?
I don't even know why I would ask either. And when they start telling me, I almost let out like a sigh when they start doing it. I'm like, I want them to know that I ain't got time for this and neither do they.
Mm.
I don't know. What's wrong with me? And then the same thing. Do you have any specials today? I don't really care about your specials. I got to be honest.
Sometimes the specials are incredible.
No, I know they are. But here's the thing. If it's not written down, I think that you got it like off some truck last night.
I will agree that when specials are not written down, I have to pay attention.
That's right. If it's on a paper, then that's one thing.
Have you noticed lately that restaurants have limited the amount of salad dressings that they have? I feel like everywhere you go is house balsamic vinaigrette now.
Oh, well, I like the balsamic. That's
right.
Very good.
But I feel feel like they used to be like there were so many different kinds of dressings. I think they went extinct or there's a shortage or something.
Right. Could be.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Things to stop saying to servers. What do you got?
So I have this friend I see pretty regularly. She doesn't like the air conditioner. So every time we go into her, like, and it doesn't matter where we were seated. Like, she just says, can you turn off the air conditioner? It's kind of cold. Mm. She's, like, always cold. And that's really annoying.
She doesn't have the trunk sweater. I have a trunk sweater that's just for restaurants. I just bring it everywhere I go. And, you know, because it's always cold in restaurants.
I had dinner last week at a place that it was like bone chilling.
Mm-hmm.
15, 20 minutes in there, you were a bit achy. Tough to wait for dessert.
Did you request that they turn it down?
No, we're not those people.
Yeah.
We don't say it because, I mean, it is. It's a restaurant full of people. And obviously you don't care about any of our feelings. Why are my feelings going to be any more special than anybody else's?
It's true. Santa and Raven, what should people stop saying to servers?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? It drives me crazy when I bring the check to the table to a family and the mom or the dad, they say to me, you know, pointing to the kid. Oh, he's taking care of this. Like it's supposed to be cute or something. I don't know. It happens so constantly. You know, you don't think about it until you are a server, but a lot of people do that. And I don't know. I just can't help but roll my eyes.
I'll one up you when they bring a check and then they say to the kids, oh, no, we don't have any money. You have to go wash the dishes in the back.
Right.
That's always annoying.
Yeah. You know what all of that tells me?
What?
Dad's going to take another 8 minutes to reach in his back pocket and pull out that credit card.
Oh, yeah.
I got to turn this table, bro. Let's go. I got to turn this table.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.